Y'all, if you want to know something about social media and how to create content that actually reaches your ideal client and engagement, this woman right here, okay, Rituja Bandi, I cannot wait for you to actually see this episode. I mean, she has this amazing way of telling you what to do before you even hire a social media manager that's going to cost you a lot of money. I mean, she has a solution that's going to save you 20 plus hours a week. Like, it is really incredible. This is such a good episode, and I cannot wait for you to engage, to watch, and to actually see, wait a minute, I can do this. I can do this. And she has given you like literally step by step. So make sure you guys grab a pen and a pad for this one, and that you pause every time she tells you, oh, here's the strategy for it, for you to build your social media following. Grab a pen and paper, y'all, because you have to actually get this. This is going to be amazing. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Let's go ahead and do it. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited that you are hanging out with us today. I love you guys so much, and I know that you are always invested. I mean, I have over 100,000 downloads. The show just keeps growing. People keep reaching out, and you know I go around this planet of ours trying to find the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today we have a guest who has revolutionized how you manage your social media. Now, if you're getting all this amazing reach, or maybe not so much on like Instagram or Facebook, but you're struggling with engagements and leads, then you're going to want to stick around for this episode, because our guest, Rituja Bandi, I hope I'm saying that right, has a solution that can save you 20 hours plus of hours a week. And y'all know, as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs and all that, we need as many hours in our day as we can get. She is a master at creating systems for easy content creation, handling everything for you, okay? From everything except for recording your videos. I mean, y'all got to do something, right? Yeah. So if you're tired of feeling like you're doing it all by yourself and you want to see your social media accounts convert into followers and get some clients and get your business going, then she has the solution for you. So Rituja, thank you for being here on Straight Talk. How are you?
I am really excited to get started.
Well, I'm really glad you're here. So the first step is, I love for people to get to know you, Rituja, because as you know, being in social media, that it is a like thing out there, right? The people have to know and like you in order to buy from you. But what I really want is for people to get to know you a bit better. So my first question is always, who are you, Rituja? Who are you?
So I'm a social media manager, but I'm not your typical social media manager. I never promise, you know what, I'm going to get you like 10,000 followers in a week, or 30,000 likes in like 3 hours, crazy things. What I promise is, and those crazy things can happen, it's not that it doesn't happen, but that's like over a course of time. It's never in a week or in like 3 days or whatever. Like, let's just get into it. Let me just start by telling the truth. So I'm a social media manager that's going to help you create an amazing personal brand strategy for yourself. I am going to help you research reels. I'm going to help you with an idea list. I'm going to post reels for you. I'm going to do everything for you except record your videos, but with a lot of honesty, integrity, and truth, and not ever tell you things you want to hear just to feel good.
So, you know, I love what you just said, right, Rituja? Because one of the things that I feel like is hitting all of us from every angle is the fake promises. I don't agree with that type of messaging. I don't agree with you telling somebody something to get a clickbait or to get somebody to sign up to your program. Yes. Right? Don't you? I can't stand that. I love very real, authentic conversations because I want the person to manage their expectations. If they're coming to you thinking that you're going to get them $10,000 in a day or two, then what you're doing is you're signing up for programs that have fake bots and fake things going on. It's not true. And yep. So, you know, when I first started a few years ago, I think it was 2017, 18, whatever it was, I kind of fell for that, right? I spent money on like, you know, building my social media following, blah, blah, blah. And I checked each account and they were fake. And so I cleaned all of my social media. Like I cleaned it out. I undid all the followings and followers. I cleaned it completely out and I've been growing it organically on purpose. And I don't want anybody to be in my arena or in my following or whatever, if you're not even liking the content or don't want the content, I don't need you to be here. I don't need the numbers. I never did. I think it's important if you have good engagement with the right people though, right? Ratuja, with the right people.
Yes.
So let's talk about the realness of that, right? Because I think, you know, the reason me and you hit it off the first time we spoke was because you are real. And I freaking love that. And I love that you're not selling people a pipe dream. I am the same way. When I have these women come into my coaching program, they come in with the right expectations. This is how long it's going to take. This is the work you need to get done. This is how we're going to help you monetize your business. And it's going to take your equity in it. It's not going to be a done and one and done thing, right? So Ratuja, yeah. let's talk about that. What is it that made you start doing this, right? Being authentic, being real, and then telling people the truth about social media. I'm sure you had a moment where you're like, I'm so sick of this. What was that?
So, okay, I was in sales for 4.5 years and I was the top salesperson. I had no idea about marketing. Like I did not know a thing about marketing. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, I would use it, of course, but not exactly how a social media manager would use it, right? Like really good. And my mentor always told me, so when we would make the calls and when we would, it was a proper Wall Street kind of sales office, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Wolf of Wall Street kind of, if people have seen that movie. And he always told me, you have to roll up your sleeves and get dirty.
Yeah.
Like you have to do it. There is no shortcut. You can't send a magic email and suddenly get $10,000 worth of business.
Yeah, we've all tried that. The magic email doesn't work. Right.
Exactly. So, and I used to make 150 calls a day, 200 calls a day, 5-6 days a week. And that was hard work, but it always paid off. So when I got into marketing, because I knew sales, I thought, oh, that's easy. Let me try and get clients. And I was so surprised by the amount of people that said things like, can you promise me 10,000 followers in 10 days or whatever? I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's how it went. Right. And I was so surprised by that because in my head, it's like you need 200 calls a day to get business.
Right.
Like that is the intensity of work and that's the amount of work you need to put in to get business. Yeah. You can't. I just don't understand this concept of posting one reel or experts say post 10 stories a day and get $20,000 worth of business. That does not happen. It will never happen. And if it does happen, it's to people who have millions and millions of followers.
Yes. Yes.
So I just never understood that mentality. And I had a choice to make. Should I just go with this and update my bio and say things like, I'm going to guarantee you $10,000 in 30 days. Or am I going to say things like, listen, I am not going to guarantee you results. It depends on how good you make videos or how much you follow my instructions, right?
Right.
And in that moment, it really wasn't like a flip kind of switch thing. It was mostly what my values were.
Right.
And I can't lie. Like, I cannot lie. You will, if I try to lie to you, you're going to be able to tell. Like, I'm so bad at lying.
Yeah.
And same. I was like, this is not going to work for me. Like trying to be something I'm not and trying to tell people I can't do things is not going to work for me. So I started off from scratch and I was just like, I am going to do Excel sheets for you and design reels for you. That's it. And that's going to save you 5 hours a week. And that built up to now where just last week I got like 23,000, I reached 23,000 people on Instagram within 30 days. And now I have the credibility to say that, right? That I can help you reach 20,000
people. And the system. And that's the thing, right? Ratuja, I love that. So, you know, what made you go into social media marketing though? Because you were in sales. So what made you make that transition?
That's an interesting question. I had a skincare brand that I started and immediately in the first 2 months of it, I sold like 100 hampers. 100 skincare hampers and it started picking up and I started getting regular orders and it completely threw me off because I was not expecting that. Right. I was like, what is happening? Now I have to hire a team. I need to get a factory and I need to do all of that. And I realized that this is not something I want to do. And I got COVID and I had so much thinking time because I was unwell. And I realized that everything happened because of marketing and my expertise in sales. So combined together, I'm sure I could help some people, at least like one or two people. And I just send out a random message to everyone on my WhatsApp group and groups and, you know, my WhatsApp. And I was like, listen, I want to help three business owners with their Instagram for 7 days. And if you see results, just give me a testimonial.
So I
started off helping three people and they saw really good results. Not, I would not say in terms of like followers and reach, because that takes a long time. It's not going to happen in 7 days. But more like they had systems for content creation and they started booking clients because of consistency and habits. And I taught them how to pitch on the phone. So that just made me feel so amazing. And I thought, this is so cool. And they just booked with me for the next 3 months. And I had no business by then because I was just trying something out. And as soon as I got my first payment, I was like, okay, I need to make a logo. I need to get a website done. And that's what started it off. And I started getting recommendations.
I love that though, Ritusha, because what you're saying is listen, those of you who are listening and like are afraid of like, what does this mean? Because let me tell you, social media world is a lot to navigate. There's too many things to learn for each different, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Alignable. Like there's so much to learn. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not going to lie to you. But here's the thing. Like I know it's necessary though. I know it's necessary because that's where everybody is. And so it's necessary to do. So what I love about what you just said is twofold. One, because you had enough know-how to say, you know what, I'm going to just help three people and see what happens. And I'm going to learn along the way. Yeah. So those of you who are on here who think, oh, I can't do this. No, actually you can, because what you can do is the same thing Ritusha did. And I actually encourage even my women that are in my program to do too. Like they're building out their coaching businesses. And I'm like, okay, so we're going to go ahead and launch your mini workshop. And they're like, what? Oh no, I don't know enough. Yes, you do. You know enough to get people on here for free and start working with them so that you have that credibility and, oh, wait, this doesn't work, but this does, right?
Yeah.
I love that you did that. So those of who are listening, I want them to be encouraged because I want them to hear you and say, okay, maybe I don't need to know it all, but I do know enough to get started, right?
Yeah.
And so let me ask you about that. How do you work then with somebody who's maybe just getting, let's start there. The person just getting started, right? Just getting, maybe just got their consulting group or their product or their business or whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you start helping them with that?
So I have a secret tip here that no one is ever going to tell you. Focus on one platform and do not repurpose content.
Oh, I never heard that. Okay, right? Hold on. Let's grab the mic 1 second. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you the logic behind this. Yeah. When you see people and coaches giving you advice like repurpose your content, they are sitting at a pedestal where they have 1 million followers, right? And they have spent 10 years perfecting their message and getting clarity about their message. So when they say repurpose your content, it actually means repurpose your content after you're an expert at what you want to say.
Okay.
You've had so much practice. Imagine 5 years or 10 years of just making video content and reels. That's a big difference. Everything they say is concise, short, and they talk in hooks. Gary Vaynerchuk, right? For example.
That's so true. Yeah.
Every third sentence or every sentence is like it's punching hard.
Yeah.
And when you're just starting, you don't have that clarity. You don't know who you are online. You don't know how to say things. So when you're just learning, so your content just, let's face it, is not excellent.
Which is okay.
Exactly. It's a great place to start because the only way to go is up, right? But you have to understand that in order to be, to reach a lot of people, you have to be okay with the embarrassment of starting and be okay with making mistakes. But you, at the same time, you have to accept that I am not great. And because I'm not great yet.
Because
social media is so saturated. To reach people and to get followers, you need to stand out. And standing out is not a 2-month thing. It's a 2-year consistent habit building and practice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you try to repurpose, you're repurposing content that is not great quality.
Right.
And you expend 80% of your energy repurposing things, which is already not great. You're spending less time creating. And then you're saying things like, I'm not getting clients or I'm not getting reach or followers. Instead, I would suggest start with, like, let's say set a goal, 2 reels a week, right? Mm-hmm. And then you do that. Everything you start with, you have to do for at least 20 days. So that's a month. And only after you've done it consistently for 20 days, you can add in something new.
Okay.
So for example, how this would go in a real life situation would be, I'm going to create 2 reels this week for the next 20 days. So for the next 30 days, if you say Monday to Friday, it's 20 days, right? Four weeks. Mm-hmm. And then you've done it. You have to take every single day. If you miss a day, you start again.
Okay.
Once you've done it for 20 work days or 30 days for a whole month, then you can say things like, I'm going to make 8 videos a month. So that's 2 a week with a better hook.
Okay.
You do that for 30 days. Then I'm going to make better videos with a better hook and better background or lighting.
Oh, that's so good, Ritusha. I love this. Uh-huh.
Right? So you just add 1% improvement and you do it for 30 days. And ultimately, you want to reach a place where you do 3 reels a day or 2 reels a day for 5 days a week. You have great lighting, you have great sound, you know your hooks, you know what to say. And that's when the magic starts happening and you onboard someone like a VA to help you do editing or posting or help you write captions or hooks. When you know that that's in momentum, you move on to the next platform.
That is so smart.
Right?
That is and so smart. Yeah, go for it.
Here's another, here's something that's really important is the timeline. You need to work on one platform for at least 90 days. That's 3 months. So that's 60 days of actual work consistently without missing a day. If you miss a day, you start the 90-day cycle again. But you need to work on 90 days to understand how the platform works and to be, you have to do the all the work yourself. At the end of 90 days, you have a system. Because you're so tired of doing everything yourself, you start finding shortcuts.
And a
system is automatically created. And when the 90-day cycle is over and you've not missed a day, you can hand over the system to someone else like me.
Right, right.
And then I can come in and do the analytics and insights and research and then just take your 20% effort and then make it so much better.
That's so good.
That's how a small business owner should start. And that's exactly the time when you hire a social media manager. Do not hire a social media manager if you don't know what your message is, if you don't have clarity, if you don't know how to talk in front of a camera so that your audience can connect with you.
Wow, that's so good, right? Okay, so you said a lot and a lot of amazing things. So what I wanna like have people take away from this is that this is not a microwave world. You cannot think that you can just show up and your social media following is gonna, and I could tell you this from testament, right? Like I've been doing this for 4 years and it was in the last maybe year that I started to be very much more consistent because I was not consistent. And now is when I'm seeing people reaching out to me. Hey, can you help me with this? Hey, can I work with you?
Yep.
Hey, can I, now it's when it's coming to that place. It wasn't there before though. It was before my reach was always organic. I would just always be reaching out to people to reach out to people and so on. But now I'm getting people that I don't know that are like signing up now and coming into
this. And it
took
3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Three years of trying.
Yes. Consistent trying. And frustrations, right? And like promises broken and all that kind of stuff. Cause I got a lot of that stuff too, right? Spent a lot of money throwing spaghetti at the walls, trying to see what sticks and who can help me. And the truth is there, you know, one of the things that you're up against, Ritusha, in your business is the deceiving and the lying. That's what you're up against. You're up against a lot of people giving fake promises. This is the hard part. Once somebody has been lied to and has been given all of this stuff that's not true, now when they come to you, they're jaded, right? They're a little bit hurt now because they've been hurt by someone else. So they're like wondering, what can Ritusha do for me, right? And so We're gonna dive into that right now, because you already gave a small business owner, a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, somebody listening to this, you already gave them a strategy. Now, if they and first of all, I'm encouraging all of you who are listening to this episode to pause the episode and write the steps down. She just gave them to you. Write the steps down and stop trying to rush through everything, because in life, nothing works that way. You don't wake up and you know your business from front to back. It just doesn't happen. You learn by mistakes. You learn by trying, you learn by testing. Believe me, I wanted it to be a microwave, but it just did not happen, right? So, Ritujah, talk to me then about, if someone's listening to you right now, they're a little bit further into the game now. They have some consistency, but maybe they're just not fully gaining the leads and stuff they want in their life. Where do you step in? How do you come in and now help them take this to the next level?
Okay. So I have a free Facebook group, which I'm running right now, which is for everyone who wants to do things on them for themselves, but then wants to learn from someone and just ask questions. So that's one aspect. Okay. And then I do one-on-one consultation calls as well, which is just to solve like a particular problem. Because more often than not, small business owners, solopreneurs, they need direction on what to do. Doing is never the issue. I don't think it's wise in the first 3 years of your business to invest in a whole, like, I have a social media team, and it's expensive to get a social media manager and run your socials for you, right?
Right.
So in the first 3 years of business, I never advise anyone to hire me. Because I am like, it's not going to work. You're going to be stressed and you're just going to put a lot of unnecessary pressure on me. You're going to project it on me. So the first step is to be consistent with video creation. Send me messages on Instagram. I'm always available. Send me voice notes on Instagram. Join my Facebook group and get as much free advice and value as you can from me and implement it.
That's awesome.
The time you need someone like a social media manager to come and help you is when you're starting to see traction and there is so much more work than you can physically do on your own.
Right.
And it's extremely important to be able to sell your product or service and not have to rely on a social media manager. A social media manager is there to help you manage better and to optimize results. She or he is not there to help you make sales. And that's a mistake a lot of people, and that's why I say no to a lot of client requests. Or when they say things like, I'm not making sales and I need a social media manager. So my response is always, you're not making sales because you either don't know how to sell, your product or service is not good enough, you need to make it better, or you're just not putting in a lot of work to sell. And I cannot help
you. You're a straight talker. You need to be calling your business straight talk too. Okay. So... All right. That's good. That's really, really good. And sometimes, and I want you guys to take away from that, like, she's being completely honest and true. And the truth is you might have a great product, just the wrong messaging. You might be saying it wrong sometimes it's just a little tweak. And, you know, like big people like Hormozy and all these guys that are out here, you know, with multi-million dollar teams, you know, they will tell you that it's really the messaging. If they said the messaging wrong, they will get no followers. In fact, they've tried it where they've said the messaging wrong and nobody purchased, nobody bought, and those are big players, people with big audiences, right? And so, you know, messaging is important, Ritujah, right? Messaging is important. So what's your ideal client? Like somebody who's listening right now, because I have a lot of like entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, like CEO coaches. Those are the people who listen to the show. So what is your ideal client avatar?
So my ideal client would be someone who wants to build a personal brand, who wants to change lives. I don't want to work with people who are just in it for the money.
Right.
I'm a very emotional person and I connect with the person I'm working with. So it has to be someone who's really willing to change something in the world, right? Something like I want to help doing, and that's a big qualifier for me. Yeah. When they start off by saying, I want to make $1 million, then I'm like, nope.
Right.
If they start off by saying, I want to help people do this, then that's like a green flag for me. They need to be consistent with content creation in some form, either writing or podcasts or something, like not necessarily social media.
Okay.
But oh, that's either be in the habit of like journaling, just writing, because I need you to think. So I can take that content and make it amazing for social media. But I can't do the thinking for you. So if you're not willing to put it, and social media takes a lot of work. And I can only do so much, right? I can't get in your brain and take ideas from you. So an ideal client would research, think, read, learn, and give me all of that information so I can present it to social media.
Okay. That's so
and
good.
And someone who has a product or service that already works, they know that, because honestly, if you need to tweak some things, it's not worth it to hire me, because yours is going to be anxious all the time. And you're going to make me anxious, and I'm going to lose all of my beautiful hair.
Right. I love that. That's so good. No, that's really, really good. Okay, great. So, you know, for those of you out there who are consistent, you have the consistency already. Everything's going, you know, well, but not like you want. There's something that needs to be tweaked or changed or presented, but you know that you know what you know, and you know that you know who your avatar is. You know what you're doing out there. You know what your niche is. You know who you're talking to, but you're having trouble presenting it. I think that's what you're saying, Ritujah. Like they have all of that, but they need a presenter, somebody who comes and maybe, you know, I'm in the hospitality world. So almost like an event manager. Okay, you got everything. This is how we're going to show the world what you have. That's amazing. Okay,
and also like if you're thinking, I need a marketing fairy to just come, like I'm getting views on Reels, I'm getting followers, but I just need that extra bit of sparkle. You know, I need better systems. I need better editors. If you need something better than what you're doing, right? If you're going to start from scratch, then it's not the right time to hire me, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm glad that you had pointed out the differences between what you do and what someone else does. Like for instance, when I see social media managers, a lot of times I feel like you might get confused with a VA, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit of the difference, if you can, in your words, what a difference is between a virtual assistant and what you're doing.
Okay, this is a really smart question, because a lot of business owners, it seems to social media managers, it seems like, what? How is this a question? But I think a lot of business owners do not know the difference.
Right.
So a VA is basically someone who's going to take your system that you've set up and you've created SOPs, standard operating procedures, which says step one, step two, step three, step four.
Right.
And they do tasks, admin work that need doing, like reply to 10 emails, reply to the Facebook messages. So it can be in any area of your business that you need a VA. Organize my Excel sheet, organize my drive. Mm-hmm. That kind of work is what a VA does really well.
Right.
A social media manager, on the other hand, is someone who will do research for you, content creation for you, look at your analytics. And the best part, and I'm not sure about all social media managers, but I think my USP and my biggest skill is that I can really connect with someone and understand what their fears are and understand what they need to change in their business to move forward, just because I have sales experience.
Right.
So that's a big difference. And a lot of times people will hire VAs to do social media jobs. Now, the difference is that a VA is not trained to give you insights and to look ahead for you. So if you hire someone like a VA to do social media, it has to be management. It has to be scheduling, posting.
Right.
But it can't be strategic. It can't be tell me what kind of reels to post. Because you're just, it's not something that's in their skill set.
Right. Exactly.
So a social media manager would come in and help you with strategy, the vision for your business, the 6 month and the 9 month and the 5 year plan. And a VA would do daily tasks for you, which is like, this needs to be done this week. There's no foresight. Mm-hmm. So that's the big difference between these two industries.
Thank you for explaining that, because that's very, very true, right? I have an executive VA and I have another VA as well. And that's what they do. They manage, they create posts. That's all they do. And then I have a whole editing team who does all my video editing for all of my podcasts and videos and all that kind of stuff. So you need different people for different things is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite, or do you do you care about where to post content, or do you just go where you think that client's best chances are? Like, tell me a little bit about that strategy.
So there are a few aspects to this. Number one, and the most important aspect, is how do you talk?
Right.
So if you like videos, you would have to go to Instagram. If you like engaging with community, you would have to use Facebook groups. If you can't do short videos but love videos, then it's YouTube. And right. If you love writing and you're good at emotional writing, then it's LinkedIn.
Right.
So yep. Usually a person is very, very inclined to one kind of content, and they don't have much of a choice. They will instantly know what platform suits them.
Right.
So that's number one. Like, I love video and I love talking, and audio is not really my thing. So if I wanted to go long form, I would always prefer YouTube videos over podcasts. If I had to do it on my own, like in an interview style, I'm great. But on my own, I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Right.
So, but I'm good at short videos, which are Instagram reel style. So that's number one. What is your favorite way to create? You have to make this easy for yourself. Otherwise, you're never going to do it.
Yes.
So that's number one. Second, when you choose a platform, you need to see what kind of target audience you're going to find there. And this is a very, very important thing, which a lot of people just, I don't know if they know it or they just don't tell you. You need to see, you can't go to the saturated markets on that platform. So for example, usually social media managers use Instagram Reels, as do I. And a big saturated audience are coaches and consultants. They are a big audience, right? It's huge. You can easily find them. But those are the people that are getting bombarded with pitches every day. And it's very unlikely that they are going to say yes to you.
Yeah, that's so true.
If you're going to do Instagram Reels, you cannot target coaches and consultants. So this was a game changer for
me. So smart. Yeah.
Where I understood, and then I remembered my mentor would say this. Why would you go where everyone is going? Like, figure out a separate niche. Try to stand out. Just because it's a big market doesn't mean it's a good market for you.
That's so good. So good.
So that's very important. And then the third thing I would say is, which platform do you enjoy engaging on? Which platform's user experience do you like, basically? If you're a LinkedIn person, or are you an Instagram person? Because now, more than ever, commenting and engaging and building relationships is more important than content.
Yeah.
So if you have great content and you're not building relationships with people, your content is not going to go very far.
Yep.
If you don't like commenting on Instagram, and if you don't like liking on Instagram and adding stories on Instagram, but you like doing short form reels, then the best bet is to go to YouTube Shorts and use YouTube. So you look at like these three factors. Number one is, how do you talk? What's your voice? Where do you sound the most amazing? Second is, if you're on XYZ platform, who's your target audience? Is it saturated or not saturated? That's extremely important. And then the third thing is, where do you like building relationships and connecting with people? The user experience of the platform.
Yeah. Oh my God. You have left so many gems around here. It's glowing. It's glowing around here with all these diamonds you dropped around here. This was really, really fun and really engaging. And I love that you are really speaking to my audience. I mean, these are the type of people that you're speaking to, or is exactly who's, Anyway, amazing episode with so much info. Even I'm going to go back and re-listen to all of this stuff. So Ritusha, this is really fantastic. And I left, and I actually kept you a little longer than I said I would. So please let me know how people can reach out to you and work with you and stuff, because, you know, obviously you have the knowledge. I mean, that's just obvious. And you've left so many good things on here for people to pause and actually do in their life, right? That whole scheduling, I mean, the whole thing. So go ahead and let me know how people can reach out to you and maybe engage with you a bit so they could work with you, or at least get your content.
Yes. So I would suggest, go to my Instagram and follow me. My DMs are always open. You can always message me. And once you follow me, you will know all the next steps because I create a lot of content around it. Awesome. You will know what to do and you can always ask me on DM. That's the best way. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. But I think Instagram is amazing because I share a lot of tutorials as well.
Yeah.
So that's the best way and the easiest.
Good. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us today and leaving so many amazing gems for these people to pick up, because I think that we need some people who just tell the freaking truth. Can somebody just tell the truth, for God's sake?
Yes, so, please. Yeah,
please. But thank you so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I had so much fun.
So much fun. Guys, I told you, right? I love experts. I love when people are experts in what they do and actually just make you think of things very, very differently. Like, she just dropped a couple of gems for you. You guys have got to pick it up, okay? Make sure that you follow her. I'm going to link her information below because I don't want you to freaking miss an opportunity to follow someone with this much expertise. You guys are freaking awesome. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. You know what to do. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.